This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Cheryl Rumbach is with me to tell us about the new Art on Paper, in fact the 14th edition, which is opening tomorrow at the Cork Bay Modern. And I must admit, I've had a sneak preview. So, Cheryl, tell us about why the focus on art on paper and who will be on the show this year.
Well, art on paper, I've always loved art on paper and I always think it's undervalued. And many artists have got a kind of freedom when they work on paper that they don't have when they're doing other conceptual work. Also, with all this media and people buying things online, I always feel that you don't see the wonder of the real thing, the size, the technique, the quality of paper. So I always feel that, for me, it's one of our best shows that we put on. And I start collecting work that I like, that I think might fit together, might be a kind of connection. And so for Cork Bay Modern, it's one of our most successful shows.
So tell us what's in store for us this year.
Well, you know, I work very closely with a lot of the print companies. So Artist Proof Studio, and now I've got South Atlantic Press as well on board. And so it's an opportunity for us to showcase some of the work that's done in these print studios.
And some of the artists that you'll be exhibiting?
Well, I've got that very long list there in front of you. So we've got Adrian Kohler, we've got Bamba Sabia, BZ Bailey, Ben Kutavides, Brett Murray, Kathy Abram, Deborah Bell, Giovanna Bialo. I've even got some fantastic Peter Clarks that have become available. Stephen Cruiser, Taryn Miller, Walter Altman, William Kentridge, of course, Vilma Cruz. So there's this huge variety of work that's been done on paper.
And now when you talk about paper, does that include photography as well, or are there other mediums that you're going to be playing with?
Well, collage. I didn't focus on photography this year. I usually do a separate show for photography because I'm a big fan of photography.
Now when you talk about collage, because one of the things I noticed at the art fair this year was the way people were playing with dimensions in a sense.
Yes.
This is one of the things coming through as
sort
well.
Sort of mixed media and bringing in, yes, so I've got some of that. Got Barbara Wildenboer, actually, her fantastic cutout collages. And I think it's just a variety of, I love printmaking. And so I've always been a fan of printmaking, and things happen, you know, in a studio, print studio, that the accident, the thing that how it comes out. And basically, I think it's such a fantastic show, and also it's quite nice for people to collect, to start young collectors. The prices are affordable, some of them are, depends on the artist. So it's kind of like a show that everybody can sort of find something that can suit their pocket.
Visually and price-wise, it's more accessible to a larger audience. And then, of course, you do have the advantage of going to Cork Bay Modern, being surrounded by all the other things. And I think we should be quite focused on that, because I always love coming to the gallery and, in a sense, being distracted sometimes from the main focus of the exhibition to see some of the wonderful ceramic. Can you talk about that as well?
Well, I sort of feel the gallery, it was always a very awkward space. It was never going to be a white cube. So the mix of ceramics, sculpture, textile, cushion covers, embroidered things, it kind of gives people an idea of what they could put in their own home. And then the artwork fits in with that. It's not as if you're going in and seeing only one artist's work. And it's definitely not a white cube gallery. There's beautiful things all around and a beautiful view.
Well, I always say it certainly is the best view of Falkenberg you're likely to get, and you are surrounded by very beautiful things. And also, in the case of this particular exhibition, a well-curated exhibition, allowing the works to speak to each other. So we've been speaking to Cheryl Rumbach. The exhibition is Art on Paper. It's the 17th. A version of that, so I think something to be
14th,
very
14th, 14th,
whoa, sorry. You're not as old as I thought you were. The 14th configuration. So lots to look forward to. Be there tomorrow for the opening and be impressed. So to know what, the why, and the where of the art, craft, and museum routes, just pick up the map and also go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Rimoho, We Are Together, drawn from the Sanlam and MTN art collections, is the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville. With more than 100 key works by 75 artists from South Africa and the African continent, reflecting on the transformation of South Africa over the last 50 years. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30, entrance is free. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za and make your date.